time once again for Sports Sidebar, covering sports for Northeast Ohio and sometimes even a little outside that area. Sports Sidebar, where we prove that a little knowledge is dangerous, but even less knowledge makes it a little easier to fill an hour. And now on to our hosts, Captain Bill and Dave. And good Tuesday afternoon, everyone, and good Tuesday afternoon if you like the rain, right?
Well, you need rain.
You do.
In order for things to grow. I didn't know if you knew that or not.
I had suspected. Because I knew rain had to have some kind of purpose. Of course, it helps my grass grow, and I got to cut it more often.
Yes.
So.
Well, we complain when there's too much rain, and we complain when there's not enough. All I know is I'm getting ready to put my garden in, and I want some rain.
Okay.
Just to get, you know, the rain you get from the cloud, especially a thunderstorm, lightning energizes the atmosphere with nitrogen, and the nitrogen is absorbed by the rain, and plants love it. That's why. Did you know that?
Yeah,
I suspected. So, I shouldn't tell you this.
Uh-oh.
5 years ago, so the statute of limitations is over.
Ah, okay.
I had a little bit of... now, my nuclear-powered pontoon boat does have some residual waste.
Uh-oh.
But it's clean. I mean, it's nothing
clean
like...
Clean nuclear waste?
It's clean.
Clean nuclear waste, okay.
And I'm supposed to...
Dispose
of it properly, but it's not that bad. It comes in like a little powder. So it says, well, this has all kinds of different nitrogen and all kinds of vitamins. And,
does that have anything to do with like the five-eyed fish that I've been hearing about in Portage Lakes?
Well, no, it's my tomato. I put this stuff into one pot. And the tomato grew to 47 pounds.
Wow.
One tomato.
Yeah, you could win the fair with that.
Well, I couldn't because if they ever tested it.
Oh, yeah. Get that Geiger counter up there, you're in trouble.
But I know you won't believe this. But it developed eyes and a nose.
Really?
And mouth. And I got scared. I really did.
Yeah.
So, but I let it grow, and it would go out there and say, feed me.
What does a tomato eat?
Rabbits.
Okay.
It was.
Wow.
Rabbit come close. It was like a Venus flytrap, but 47 pounds. Unfortunately, one day for the tomato, lightning struck it and just blew up. Thank goodness. I didn't know what I was going to do. I couldn't report it because I was not supposed to use it.
Because you were somewhat guilty. So,
yeah. And so I don't know if it had a brain, but it was kind of yodeling a little bit, you know.
Well, see, that's what you get for playing your CDs at the volume you do it inside your house.
That's true. My new dog, Ozzy, loves yodeling.
Does he?
Oh, yeah.
Does he sing along with it?
Well, he tries.
Okay.
You know, he doesn't have the sequence yet down, but he's only a year.
Give him time.
Yeah, and maybe when he does... I'll bring them in.
And then you can have a yodel fest.
So anyway, yeah, the weather's nice. I won't use that stuff again because it did scare me.
Yeah.
Whew. And I don't know what.
Yeah, that's even more dangerous than attacking the killer tomato. It just rolled over people yours, you know, it was, had eyes and stuff.
Yeah. It was heirloom, too, an heirloom tomato.
An heirloom tomato. Okay.
Yeah. It didn't have ears yet, but I saw formations on this. Oh, it was scary. And Nancy says, "Get rid of that thing." I said, "Well, I can't. I don't know what to do."
You should try the flamethrower.
Well, it's not, I could. I don't think, since I live in the city of Green, I think flamethrowers are outlawed.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. So anyway. I could tell you now because the statute of limitations.
Well, if the lightning did it, maybe a phaser, one of those electric things that police have to. Stun guns.
I couldn't kill it though. I couldn't. I mean, it looked
at you created
me. It looked at
you
me.
You couldn't kill your own creation.
It looked at me like, paw. And I felt like the character and what was the Frankenstein?
Frankenstein. Young Frankenstein.
Young Frankenstein. What did I do here? So, whew. Don't try this. I'm telling you out there, don't try it. Well, it's very hard for people who are not involved in nuclear-powered pontoons or anything else to get their hands on this.
Yeah, I mean,
I just wanted to.
It brings you back to Godzilla. Could it have gotten as big as Godzilla? You know?
I don't know. I just think nature took it, was scared of it too, and, you know, zapped it.
Okay.
And it was like a tomato paste everywhere. It was all over the place. Oh, this is like a river of tomato paste. But it was biodegradable, and nothing really seemed to happen. And okay. I didn't want to call hazmat out. How would I explain that?
Yeah, you couldn't.
Oof. So, anyway, my regular tomatoes are, I got to get pretty soon and start putting those in. 47 pounds. I think that would have broken a record of some sort.
Well, yeah, you take it to the fair. And
I don't know if I would have let it grow until August. It may have been 500 pounds.
Wow.
Wow. Could you imagine a bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich with a slice of a 500-pound tomato? Wow.
That'd be hard to slice up. The slices are a little smaller.
Well, then if I was slicing it, it would probably say, Oh. I did have nightmares for a while over this, but it's over.
And rightly so.
Anyway.
We have Cavaliers pulled a surprise. At this point, I did not expect them to go to Orlando and win it. I did not.
I didn't either. It was a very competitive game until the end, and they lost, 103-96. I didn't think they were going to win on Sunday the way, I don't know if you had a chance to watch it, but the first half, they were about as flat as any team going into a seventh game that I've ever seen. I said, oh, my goodness, they're 18 points down. Yeah. They look like they couldn't hit the side of a barn with a basketball. And I really thought, wow, this is the end of John Blair Bickerstaff, also known as JB. And somehow they got close. They got 10 points. I mean, that's what everybody's – if you listen, watch a lot of basketball and teams way behind that right before halftime, get within 10 points. The goal is not to get it all at once, but get within 10 points. And they did that at the end of the first half. But I didn't expect the performance that we got in the second half. And what about this Donovan Mitchell guy?
Yep.
Incredible performance. Well, he had 50 points in the loss.
But usually when one guy has to pull that many points, a lot of times they don't win because he's the only one making shots.
Yeah, and...
And they're double-teaming him a lot of times.
Yeah, and the Mobley... Boy, that one shot he made game five. They had to win game five to take it to Orlando so they wouldn't be behind. I mean, Jared Allen is out. I think he may be back for the Boston series.
Hope so. Boston was number one seed.
Yeah.
So let's hope that we get everybody back for that.
Well, but it was the crowd was just sitting on their hands, rightfully so, but they just kept inching their way back, and Donovan Mitchell, he just took everybody under. You could see on the sidelines, on the bench, that he was consoling Garland and Max Strus. We can do this. We can do this. So this is the first playoff win since Oh, gosh, I can't remember. Well, the last one was with James.
Right.
And I don't know if...
Before that, I don't know if we made it out of the first round.
I think...
Because I think it was...
yeah,
it was
the always, first time.
Because before that, it was always MJ stopping us to go on to the second round.
Yes. So that game saved Bickerstaff's
job. How far does Bickerstaff have to go to keep his job? Does he have to win this level to keep his job?
I think they, if they win, I can't, you know, I'm just speculating.
Right, right.
But I would think that if they're respectable, I mean, Boston's a
like power. They didn't on three other games? Yeah.
Yes. If they're very competitive and maybe one or two games they win against Boston, probably at home, I think he's safe. I think he may be safe even if they don't win any. Depending on how...
Last year they got them to the play-in. They couldn't make the playoffs. This year they got the playoffs in the first round.
That was 2 years.
Right, right. Yeah. But last year...
They did get in the playoffs, but lost in the Knicks
the first round. Yeah, yeah.
They won it this time. So they're making progress with this very young team. The key to all of this for the future is retaining Donovan Mitchell.
Right. And that's up to him.
Yeah, that's he's got a player option after next year. And the Cavs are going to give him the max, whatever the max is, which is a lot of money.
Yeah, a lot of money.
And Cleveland can give him more than any other team. It seems to me that Donovan Mitchell likes it here, but you don't know. And, you know, LeBron left. He could have had more money here, but he went down. He took his talents to South Beach.
Then he took him to
back up here. And then he went out to L.A. So I don't know. It was a fun game the second half. Yes, Strus came alive, and Mobley is turning into a really good defender. You got Jared Allen out there. I think we can be very competitive again. But they can't get themselves in a hole like they did against Orlando.
Yeah.
Against Boston, they can't do that.
No,
Boston's too good of a team.
Boston will not let you come back like that.
No. But I'm very excited. I mean. I tell you what, I was almost, I'm not going to watch this. This is too painful. They're not going to come back. And did you know it was the biggest comeback in NBA history?
I didn't realize that.
In NBA history.
What were they at? 18 points behind at one point?
18 points behind. And no team has come back from 18 points behind to win a playoff game. So. Anyway, I think that Bickerstaff and his staff will be around again.
Safe for this year.
Yeah, I think so. How can you fire a guy?
Especially when he has many injuries. Well, again, but you look at the Browns. They had the best record. They went further than they went before. The best record that they'd had in since what Bernie Kosar was here. And then they went off and rehashed the whole offense.
Yeah.
The only one they didn't do on purpose was the offensive line coach because he went to play coach for his son.
Yeah, Callaway. He went to coach. Yeah. And,
there was nothing wrong with what they accomplished considering you lost your game-changing running back. You had five different starting quarterbacks.
Right.
And you still made the playoffs and won the first round.
You know, I played one of those quarterbacks.
Did you?
Nobody knew that.
No.
I had one of those Mission Impossible faces.
Ah.
And I looked like one of the... So, I didn't do very well.
You must have done the last game then.
No, I'm way too old. You know, I'm knocking on the door to 50.
Here. Yeah, that's really, really... Yeah. That's almost as old as Tom Brady.
I think.
You know?
I think.
He had a big roast last night, I guess.
He did?
He got really...
Prime rib?
No, on Netflix. He had a live roast. He got really ticked at one of them. I guess Kim Kardashian got up there to speak because there's some kind of rumors that maybe the two of them had dated or something. And she got a bunch of boos. They were booing her.
Oh, really? Well, first of all, why would you... I don't know. I know these roasts happen from time to time. But why would you subject yourself to that? I mean, some people do go overboard
yeah.
on putting you down.
Yeah.
They do that to the President of the United States at the correspondence.
Correspondence dinner, yeah.
Like the guy said, the economy is like Joe Biden going up the ramp to the plane.
Stumbling along, yeah.
Stumbling along. Yeah. That's getting there. I don't know. I just think... So, did he take it personally?
One person he did, not Kim Kardashian, but there was another, it was a comedian, said, you're never going to say that again about something. So, you know, he's a comedian. This is a roast. Guess what, Tom? You're the man of the moment. And anything they say is fair game.
Yeah. Well, he's supposed to be entering the... Now, broadcasting booth
is that what it is? Yeah. Although he said, you know,
if somebody needed a quarterback,
if he could do a Joe Flacco where he doesn't have to practice the whole season, it can come in.
Well,
wasn't
going to come out. He's going to make like $30 million a year.
Broadcasting.
It gave him a huge contract.
Why would you give him $30 million a year for broadcasting?
Because he's Tom Brady.
That reminds me.
Yeah.
They said they finally got. To get Bill Belichick to open up and talk. They had him.
Well, he was on
he was on the draft, analysis.
Oh, I thought he was on the draft.
And they referred to him a lot, and it was, Gronk was there, but I guess people were pretty impressed. Well, the guy knows football.
I couldn't disagree about that.
Yeah. He's a cheater, but but he definitely knows how to cheat.
Well, he should run for president.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's very knowledgeable, but I don't think he'll coach again. I really don't. I mean,
he only needs like 16 wins to be like the most winning coach in the NFL. And no matter how bad a team he got, he could do that in two seasons.
But, you know, the head coaching job for a young man is a very you're 80, 90 hours a week. And it's almost year round now with the drafts
look at it this way.
Not the Browns, of course, because we don't have a first round pick.
Look at it this way. He not only was the head coach, he was also the acting general manager, mm-hmm. which is even more hours. So if he gave up that title, which I think he wouldn't do in Atlanta because there was a big thing that he would probably go to Atlanta, but I don't think he would give up his GM moniker.
Didn't get the job either.
He didn't, no.
Well, just back to the Cavs briefly.
Yep.
I don't know how you transgressed from the Cavs to Tom Brady's.
I thought you were done. I'm sorry.
No. But it's a major accomplishment for this franchise. And we were just, I think, talking about why would you fire somebody who's now progressed from the winning. Going from the play-in,
not getting to the playoffs,
but eliminated after five games to winning a playoff series, the first round. And now he's in the second round. And I like him. I like J.B. Bickerstaff. He's
always enthusiastic.
I bet you he just holds it in until he gets to the locker room and just lets someone have it.
Yeah.
And he can do that because he got the cred.
Yeah.
Right? And relatively young man, 44 years old. He's been in basketball. So I want him to stay. He's got a great staff, and it's a good franchise owned by a decent guy, Dan Gilbert, who he doesn't get out. And I think that stroke he had a few years back has impeded him more.
And then losing his son on top of that.
Yes.
But I think the stroke did really calm him down as far as getting as excited and interfering as he did. Actually, early on, he was more of an interferer.
Mm-hmm.
But
I would imagine that was quite a scare. I would just imagine. I mean, I've had health issues that scared me a little bit, but hasn't taken me down much. But anyway, I don't have the billions and billions and billions that he has. So the fact is. He's become a very good owner because he lets the front office
hires the people and lets the front office do their job.
And they pack them in. They pack them in at nosebleed seats for $400. Well, you can get on StubHub and some guy who can't make it or gal can't make it, they'll sell it off for half that. But I don't know. I just can't. I like basketball. I like it a lot, but I don't think I would spend that kind of... It's so comfortable. You're in your house. You watch it. Now, unfortunately, Bally's guys and gal, they're not going to broadcast anymore. It's all going to be network broadcast because Bally's did 6 of the 7 games. The networks took over.
Well, TNT.
ABC took over on Sunday. And they did a decent job. They had a good commentary, a female, I think she's a coach somewhere, and another analyst. But they did a very good job. I was impressed. And they had to keep that first half going, energize it, because it was like a tomb in the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. And so I think Dan Gilbert's going to keep.
And I know that it's outside of the scope, but it is still Bally Sports. They've been dropped by Cox Cable. That doesn't affect
all
us here.
All
the Cox. Cox has said we're no longer carrying you.
Wow, that's a major.
That's the second largest cable company behind Spectrum, I believe.
Well, how about AT&T? I mean, or the
AT&T or
Direct
split
TV,
up.
Which is Direct.
Direct TV, and they had the high lines. I think they were getting rid of those, but I still think Cox may have been bigger than DirecTV. I'm not sure.
Wow.
They're at least the third, if not the second. Mm-hmm. But that's a lot to lose when you're already struggling, and then you can't be on the second or third largest cable outlet.
That made... Well, so if you're in a market...
Because I tried to watch them. I don't have the Bally. So I tried to watch them on NBA TV because they were there.
Mm-hmm.
And the Guardians are there a lot of times. But
on NBA TV?
Well, no, on MLB TV.
Okay, well,
I went and tried to watch the Cavs on the NBA, and it was blacked out.
Oh.
So if it's, I could watch, like in baseball, I couldn't watch the Guardians, but I could watch the Reds. So it's not what I wanted to watch, but it was baseball.
Yeah.
So I had it on for a while.
Well, that's because they want you to
pony up for
the team that's got that. So
contract.
Baseball will block you out.
And the NBA did too. I went to ask the Cavs.
You're right. On the MLB TV, you have to, they won't let you watch a home game. You have to go to get the Bally's or the ones that are paying the price to broadcast it. Now, I don't know how can Bally's be viable if they're going to lose that.
Let's say
Cox has a Chicago market. I don't know where they are.
They do.
Okay, yeah. So so I guess you're going to have Spectrum or DirecTV or Dish, whatever it is.
Well, in New York, there's 5 different cable companies vying for your dollar.
So how many people who have Cox and watch Chicago baseball will switch to Spectrum? Or I don't think so. I mean, it's not cheap.
Yeah.
Well, nothing's cheap anymore.
No.
The only thing is reasonable is baseball.
To go to the game is cheaper than getting the cable streaming service.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Because I looked at it and said, Fubo, I'm not paying $47 a month to watch some baseball games because I can't watch every game. I said, maybe when I retire here, I might consider
something
like that.
Oh, you'll never retire. Never.
Yeah. So you say.
Yeah, feet first Your feet first out of here.
Well, I will say that when I do retire,
yes.
I do plan to continue to volunteer.
Yes.
So I will still be here even though.
We'll still do the show.
What's that?
We'll still do our show.
We absolutely. That's one of the reasons
I'm a young man.
To volunteer. That and doing the comics and then whatever they need me to do. But I'm going to do it for the fun things I want to do. And they can figure out what they're going to do. So, but I do plan to stay with the station. I've been with it since 1979. Started as a volunteer until 1991 when I became an employee. Then I've been an employee since. And then when I am done with this, I plan to go back to volunteering.
1979?
Yep.
That's like 50 years?
Yeah, 45 years.
Oh, 45. Okay,
45 years. Right, yeah.
Wow.
I've been associated with this station.
So I was only 4 years old.
You were. And I was a senior in high school when I started volunteering here.
Wow. Well, you've done a fantastic job.
You've done what we can to keep the service viable and moving.
That's right.
But I'm just saying, even when I go, I'm not ready to go completely. And I'm not ready to give it all up, but I have so many things I'm working on that I would like to spend more time with some of those other things.
Oh, that's understandable.
So
okay, so the next 10 or 15 years you got to wait. You got 10 more years here. You never know.
To retire? No. No, that isn't happening.
Well, you got a plan, but you don't have to tell me.
I will tell you off air.
Okay.
I will tell you off air.
But I'm as a Cavs, I'm not big into basketball. I like watching.
Would you pay extra to get the Cavs?
Well, it came with a package.
Had to pay extra to get the Cavs.
No.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't.
That's the same issue. Wouldn't. I have that. But would I consider paying to get extra to get the Guardians? The answer is, again, maybe when I retire.
Yeah, because you're so busy, you don't really.
I have very little time for the baseball. The football's basically one game a week.
Yeah.
I can handle that. Plus, it's on free television.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I will watch it on my antenna.
Now, for now.
Yeah. Well,
Amazon Plus and.
Yeah, that's true.
There are a few games in baseball that are going that way as well.
And they go YouTube, and you can't watch those if you don't have YouTube TV. And yeah.
Well, you can understand professional teams wanting to get more revenue because of what the players are receiving.
Right.
But on the other hand, especially in football, the owners are making so much money that, and the reason they're making so much money is the availability of their teams to be seen. Now you start restricting people.
Yeah.
That means the popularity is going to go down because I'm not going to spend $150 a month to watch the Browns. I'm just not going to do it.
No. Especially for 17 games a year. That's it.
No. So, and then apparently the Browns have went down to the Columbus, talked to some people down there about funding their new stadium. They want $1 billion to renovate the one on the lakefront. Which I think would be just throwing money away.
At this point, yeah.
But they want taxpayers to pay half of that.
Yeah.
The other one, which I favor, this is the one thing I think that I got to give Dee Doofus.
Yeah, and it is, I think, this is her.
It's Dee.
Thing, yeah.
The complex they would put where the old four plants were in Brook Park, which used to be part of Cleveland. I don't know what happened there historically.
They swapped things around.
I think to get the airport, because I think originally the airport was in Brook Park.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I don't know the history of it. And, but I saw the renderings of this.
I saw a couple too,
It's pretty impressive.
Well, and it's not just for the stadium, which would be covered, which would give it multi-use year-round. Mm-hmm. And you could get conventions and things like that with something like that that we can't get now.
Mm-hmm.
But it also includes easier access to parking and other venues that are going to go there, probably like restaurants and probably another hotel. Or two.
Yeah, because the hotel at the airport is being knocked down.
Oh, is it? I did not know that. Yeah.
It's the Burke, but the Hopkins is getting a huge makeover as well.
Yeah.
Much needed. I mean, it's not a world class airport.
No.
And I think that's part of the renovation of Hopkins is to get rid of that hotel. And I stayed there for the money that you had to spend there. It's not a great hotel.
Yeah.
It's Sheridan. It's just okay.
Yeah, but it's right there by the airport. Oh, an early flight. It's right there.
Yeah. But anyway, I would, of course, it's not my money and I don't live in Cuyahoga County and they want taxpayers. I would assume, well, maybe the state and or the county taxpayers to pick up. It's a $2.5 billion project. For the Dome Stadium and the complex.
They want all of it paid for.
They want half.
They want half. So they're willing. They're willing to put up half the money for a new dome stadium project.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But
I mean, the last person I know that did that really was Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones paid for the whole
thing. He paid for the whole thing, right. Yeah. But I'm just saying, most of them say, no, give me your money. And
well, why
all
wouldn't
of it,
if you? Can, if you can get somebody else to pay for your stadium and you get all the receipts, why not? I mean, I mean,
And again, in Dallas, it's covered and they use it year round.
They do. Look at the one in Glendale, Arizona, next to Phoenix, where the State Farm Stadium used to be other one, University of Phoenix Stadium and all that. They use that constantly. There's always something going on there. And they have to because in the summer, it's 125 degrees in the shade. You can't.
And look what they do in Indianapolis.
Oh, that's a marvelous facility.
And they use it for conventions, for everything, including the things to get the athletes down there to try out and all kinds of things. The combine.
So I think it's a great, I mean, that's the only way we're going to get a Super Bowl. The only way.
And they told Cleveland that when they built this other one and started building it in what, 97?
Something like on the cheap.
Yeah, on the cheap.
Yeah.
And they said, you can make a retractor, we'll just make a covering for it. And we'll get you, cover that and we'll get you a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Nope. And you can't have a Super Bowl in January or February.
No.
They tried that in
New Jersey. And they said, we will never do this again. Yeah. Ever.
No, I mean, that's a spectacle.
As much as you pay through the nose and teeth and everything else you own to get a ticket for that, you're going to go out and freeze your buns off as well?
So I know it's, you know, negotiations, you always start high and you work at yourself. Maybe if they can get the state to agree and the county and all the communities to pay 25%, maybe. I think it'd be wonderful, the area. I really do, to have a state-of-the-art covered facility to house the Browns and maybe the men's or women's NCAA college tournaments, all that stuff that just frees it up. I mean, they do all kinds of things in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Every time I went there, when I worked for AFGE, they were using it for something. Yeah. Something was happening, a convention of some sort. And because you can moderate, you can shrink it down. You know, my goodness, you don't need 70,000 people for a convention, but you know, you narrow it down, and all the hotels and everything around it. I think it's just be a wonderful idea, and the parking is just horrendous down.
It is.
Yeah, you have to find a place. You're paying, I guess, $50 now to park, which is outrageous.
It's outrageous.
And hard to tailgate. There's no bathroom facilities to speak of. You got the Muni lot, which is, you know, it's always a mess trying to get in and out of there. So I don't know. I've seen what they have done in Milwaukee with the baseball stadium and how the parking around there. So they have done that in Philly with the Phillies. How nice that area is for even baseball to have the facilities to tailgate and everything like that. So, I mean, we're talking about the engineering, the planning. We're probably 6-7 years out, but I don't know the time frame that they have to.
And plus, they'd be doing it and investing their own money in Cleveland / Brook Park.
It's like a little enclave. Well, it's big enough to put. It's 175 acres, which is a big area, but it's. The airport's right there.
Yeah.
You got 71 right there. I mean, it's got everything going for it for that kind of facility. You're going to put $1 billion into the old stadium and let it sit for 355 days out of the year.
Yeah.
With nothing happening except.
It makes no sense. Yeah.
Now, they're doing it in Buffalo. But
they're not putting a dome in Buffalo?
I don't think they're putting a dome.
Oh, okay. I was thinking, for some reason, I thought they
were. That's a $1 billion stadium.
It is.
Yeah,
Not the buffalo needs a cover or anything.
Oh, no.
It's covered in snow.
It's covered in snow. I just think it's the thing to do. But if they ask me, I'll tell them. It's not my money. Go for it.
I'll send them your direction when they come for me.
Well, if it goes for a vote, it'll be interesting. Look at the Kansas City Chiefs.
They turned it down.
And the population of Jackson County, where they are situated, they turned it down significantly for a new stadium. And so I don't know if this thing would pass. And, of course, you're hearing already, we need all this other money for other things, and that's a viable argument.
Yeah. But here's the thing, and the thing you always look at, is if they didn't spend the money on the stadium, does that mean they're going to spend it on education? The answer is no.
There's some good reasoning to have a city that people can be proud of. It's an intangible. And if people are looking to come to Cleveland, because it's a rather affordable area compared to other parts of the country.
Yes.
You got the lake. I really do believe that the lakefront needs to be developed. Other cities have done a magnificent job of having tremendous.
You start by tearing down that stadium and using that
and get rid of Burke Lakefront, which is only used by, turn that into parks and recreation and, make that a first class area. I think the Bibb administration is looking at, but they also want to keep the stadium, which I don't think you can do both and develop the lakefront. Like I don't understand why they've never done it.
You can't just shut down an airport. You have to go through FAA.
Yeah, but they did it in Chicago. It's not that big. I mean, I think it's a big deal. I don't know.
Not that Chicago doesn't have two major airports and several other smaller ones
but
either.
I think that Cleveland owns it, that they say, well, we're just going to put a big X on the runways, like Mayor Daley did.
Yeah.
And that little airport that was there is gone, and it's been developed in the lakefront. I just think it's the way to go. I really do. And we'll see. We'll see. We're talking a lot of money. And it's going to be public money. Some way, somehow, it's going to be public money.
And if you do that, you're going to have a vote in Cuyahoga County on it.
I would assume so.
And if you do, if they're moving it to Brook Park, are they going to? Because first of all, because of the Modell rule, they have to get it passed.
Oh, I don't.
Unless they swap, like they did for the airport, like they did with the IX Center.
I mean, it's hard to say you're moving out of the city when you're right there on the precipice of.
Yeah.
It's being surrounded by Cleveland. I think that's a minor technicality. And
it is,
and I think they could overcome that, but. You got to also be concerned down the road that if you don't have a state-of-the-art facility, either on the lakefront or in Brook Park, look what Modell did. It could happen again.
Yeah.
It could. I mean, it may not, but it could. Modell rule or not.
Yeah.
Because there's certainly other cities would love to have our franchise.
Except Columbus. Columbus really doesn't want them.
Well, Columbus would have to face the same thing. I mean, they would have to build a.
Well, not only that, but Ohio State is bigger than NFL.
I know, but there's cities around. Atlanta has University of Georgia. They have all kinds. And look at the. Atlanta has state of the art, the Mercedes Center for. Benz Center for the Falcons and the brand new baseball stadium.
Okay.
And I guess they're renovating Progressive Field. I am looking forward to in a couple of weeks to go into a game and see what they're doing there. But the terrace, the Garden Terrace, the old restaurant that used to be in the left field area is gone. And see what they're going to do there. But anyway, Progressive Field needs a dome. Baseball needs a dome in Northeast Ohio in April and half of May.
Yeah.
They really do. Now, in
it wouldn't hurt the end of October.
In February, if they played in February this year, they would have had a great time.
They would have, yeah.
So, anyway, speaking of the Guardians.
Yeah.
They're still in first place.
They are.
Let's see here.
Even though Kansas City went on a tear.
Minnesota.
Minnesota, 10 straight wins.
Yes. We are, as of right now, we're 2.5 games in first place, 22-12. And Carlos Carrasco pitched a great game.
He did, yeah.
Against the Angels on Sunday. And then he threw a clunker against Houston the game before. And what concerns me right now, Stephen Kwan is out for a while. Our best hitter. He's got a hamstring. And somebody pulled his ham.
That's shame on that. And they did it with a string, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That has to hurt.
I would think so. Yeah.
So he was our best hitter. He's the best average in baseball. He's our tremendous leadoff hitter. But we won without him on Sunday. And we'll see how we get through this. That Kyle Manzando that they've been touting down in the minor leagues, they think they're going to bring him up.
Okay.
See, another guy who's really helped us that I never even heard of before he came to Cleveland was Ben Lively.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of him either.
Yeah, and
he's doing all right.
He's doing all right. Tyler Bibee has had, he's off and on, off and on. Bullpen has been excellent. I mean, basically.
And Klaus A is at a 0.08 ERA or something like that.
Yeah. So, and normally we don't get to 500 until Memorial Day.
Yeah.
And then we take off. But it's kind of nice to, like you said, Minnesota has just won. They won 10 games in a row and finally lost one. And Kansas City's been playing really. This division's starting to develop.
Yeah.
I mean, Detroit, Cleveland, Minnesota. Chicago's the only. They're way out.
And Detroit's picking up, have they?
Yeah, Detroit is. Well, they're 18-16. They're only 4 games out.
Okay.
You've got Kansas City, 20-15. Surprising so far. And Minnesota, 19-14. So, yeah, I mean, it's too early to really watch standings, but
yeah.
You want to be ahead. You always want to be in the lead.
The standings and to watch your players. The thing is, we haven't played several, but not a lot of really good teams. And by doing this, I really feel like they're building their confidence with what they're doing.
Well, they lost the series to Atlanta and Houston, but they're very competitive.
They were. And how many of those games were extra inning games?
Yeah, they had four in a row.
A
record for the team.
Yeah.
And that wears on your pitching.
And it wears on your batters. I mean, it wears on everybody.
So, seem right now, McKenzie's been pitching. He pitched a beautiful game the other day against, I forgot who, the Angels.
Angels.
And so I've been.
And it's another series that we won. We've lost 3 series, Houston and Atlanta. And who
that was one we of the, shouldn't have lost it.
Yankees, and we lost Yankees.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Yankees, we had a chance not to lose that series as well.
Mm-hmm. So now I think. We are playing. Who are we playing?
Are they coming to town? Kansas City, I think.
Yeah, hold on, Bob.
Kansas City,
Detroit.
That's right, Detroit.
So, I'm happy with the progress of this team. Of course, with the Guardians / Indians before. You're always walking on eggshells. When are they going to collapse? When is it going to happen?
That's not just Guardians and Indians. That's all of Cleveland sports.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I, the Cavs, I'm happy with where they're at. And the Browns,
But we weren't so sure of them. You know, when it came to the All-Star break, we were like almost second seed or were second seed, we end up barely making the playoffs.
Well, that's when the injuries really hurt.
Yeah, well, but we had 3 major starters out before that.
Yeah.
And they rattled off all those wins.
Well, with the NBA, it's getting to the playoffs. You certainly want to have, and fortunately for the Cavs, home court advantage. I think, well, they won all 4 games at home. They won all 4 games at home. Cavaliers did.
No.
Yeah.
Their last game at home, they didn't win.
Well, they just won the game on Sunday.
Sunday was in Atlanta. Was it Orlando?
No, it wasn't.
It was
right downtown in Cleveland, right next to the Guardians.
One, two.
First two games.
Two, two.
One. Yes.
Okay.
Why is that? I know. Me TV. No.
I was just pretty sure one of the home games they lost, and but they didn't win any in Orlando, did they?
No, they couldn't. I mean, if that happened, they wouldn't go to the second round. First two games they won.
And they were here.
They lost those next two games in Orlando. Right. Got killed.
Yes.
The fifth game, which was pivotal, they barely won at home.
Right.
They lost again in Orlando.
Which drove it to the seventh game. And won it back
and
here.
And that's why they won four home games.
My math is not always that good. But for some reason, I had thought that they had lost one of the games.
Well, I can understand that, you know.
My math skills aren't good.
No? Well, wait till you... My pun or joke of the
will it confuse me?
Oh yes. Speaking of basketball, like you said, you brought it up last week about LeBron James, what he's going to do. I
read a lot of analysis on that, and they think one, he's not going to be back with the Lakers.
They fired the coach too.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Two, they think that his best bet. With his business interest and family interest and everything. He's still got a younger son still playing which is doing better than Bronny's doing. They're talking about the Clippers. He's moving
LeBron said, they have, everybody's discussed him wanting to play with his son.
Yes.
But he came out and said his son is his own man. And he has to determine what course he wants to take. And whatever happens there, happens there. He really kind of downplayed it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how much more does this man have to prove?
Outside of the top player on each team, he still pulls in better numbers than most your average NBA players.
I don't know. I think staying in L.A. makes a lot of sense with all his business interests.
With all his business interests, yeah.
But I don't know. Can't get in his head.
Plus, his son is there, and when he's not playing or practicing, he would like to see his younger son.
Yeah. Play. Well, he's been in the league now for 20, going on 22
years. It's hard to believe.
Well, he's played more years than he was age-wise when he started. He was like 19.
Yeah.
So that's a long time. And how many years or seasons does he want to go through a rugged NBA season like with the Lakers and get out in the first round? He wants to go out with a championship.
Sure he does.
So I guess that's a determination too. Would he go to a Boston or someplace
like that? Oh, the Clippers are in good shape too.
They are. But
certainly a better place than the Lakers are.
Yeah.
They're certainly in a better place than the Lakers are right now.
Are the Clippers even in it, though, right now? I don't know.
I'm not sure. I think so, but I'm not sure.
Hold on here.
We are looking as we look and look and look. Look and look and look and look. Scrolling.
I don't see the Clippers in anywhere.
All right, well, maybe they're or not.
No. The Clippers got clipped.
They did. Yeah. The Lakers got laked.
So
they only won one game in that series, didn't they?
Yeah, something like that. That's why he's gone. They're gone. The coach is gone. Yeah, wait a minute. Oh, the Clippers, number 4 seed. I don't know. They could still be in it, but I'm just reading the. The box scores here, Western Conference, Clippers. I don't see the Clippers anywhere, so they must have been eliminated. Because Oklahoma City like I said, I can't figure this one out. But anyway, I think the Clippers did have a much better record than the Lakers. They didn't have to play
in. They didn't have to play in.
No.
Yeah, I'm looking here. NBA playoff takeaways. What's next for the Clippers? Can they run it back? Clippers were bounced in the first round. All right.
They
were bounced in the first round.
Well, that's what they normally do when they play basketball.
They bounce along.
They bounce along. I don't see him coming back to Cleveland. I just don't see him doing that. He would break up the chemistry.
And when you look at Ronnie's numbers, he's not NBA ready.
No. He can enter the draft else. But if he gets drafted in the second round, that's not great.
No.
I think he needs to develop in college a little more, especially with a health scare.
Yeah, and that's going to keep some people away. Even though it's been fixed, supposedly, but yeah.
But he needs to build on his skills at the college level, I think, to go to the next step. And also to see whether he's going to be healthy enough to play. So you watch these games against Orlando. The physicality
Well, you go watch your grandson play, right?
Yeah.
How old is your grandson?
12.
12. All right, that's about the age of my grandson. And I tell you what, watching my grandson play on those teams, we didn't have that kind of defense when I was in high school.
No.
They didn't play like that.
Well, and the ball handling.
Yeah.
I can't believe how third, fourth, fifth graders are now being able to, and the fundamentals that they're learning right now of handling the basketball. So, it's fun to watch.
It is. I look at this and said, I could get into this. I'm not a big basketball fan, but and it's not just because my grandson is in there. Because my grandson is he's not a good ball handler. I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
But the thing is, he is 6'2", and he's only in the seventh grade.
Yeah.
And so he's in there doing what bigs do.
Yeah. You don't see Mobley or Jared Allen taking the ball down very often.
No, you don't.
You have the guards down there.
And, right.
And as long as he can rebound, dribble, and shoot one time, and that's fine.
Or rebound it back in for an offensive one and take the rebound and put it back in. Yeah.
But the physicality of this playoff it was. And this young man that the Orlando has is Paolo Banchero. What a player he is. Yeah. He's only 21.
Wow.
And Orlando's got a great future.
They do.
But they had a couple.
But they had no playoff experience.
No.
None.
It was funny, this Mo Wagner and his brother Franz Wagner for Orlando. Mo was the villain. I mean, this guy was he was an enforcer.
The thug enforcer.
And he would yell at the crowd and everything else, and
You think this was the WWF? What?
Well, you get in that player's heads. He's one of those guys. Well, we used Bob Moses to do the same thing.
That's the reason we brought him in.
Yeah, and Tristan Thompson too.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, level these guys from time to time, but under the boards, it's
the only thing that makes Tristan. Thing that makes Tristan Thompson tough is that he dated a Kardashian. That makes him tough.
Toughen you up.
Or you're done in the NBA like so many NBA players have been ruined by Kardashians.
I don't know. I just think it's going to be an interesting series against Boston. But
Boston was number one seed, and we were like number five at this point.
Yeah,
four or five.
So,
I think we were four, and we played five.
Yep. And now we get the best.
And now we go from being number four to go against the number one. Yeah.
What else is happening here? Oh, Travis Kelce from Kansas City Chiefs is signed. This is Taylor Swift's boyfriend.
Boyfriend, yeah.
$34.2 million contract for 2 years with Kansas City.
34.
Yeah. Wow. So that's 17
point
plus.
Something.
Yeah.
17 plus,
but
yeah.
She makes that in a week.
She makes that in the concert. She's the first one to actually make $1 billion off of a concert tour, and that tour is not done yet.
No. But she's a very talented young lady. All-American girl. I just hope she seems to have kept her head and not being over. I guess when she goes into a hotel room, she picks up after herself. You know, some of these rock stars in the past trash everything.
And her dad is in charge of all the roadies and things like that. And
yeah.
Her mom is basically her agent.
Yeah.
You know?
So it just seems like
it wasn't that long ago when she first breaking through. She was down at Alliance at some mall opening or something, and she was just there to play some songs, and they did a Canton did a thing on that in the repository not long ago about that and how she was just a everyday girl, and she has not, outside that she has a lot of power to, and has accomplished so much.
Yeah.
It's not just the money, she's accomplished a lot, which other artists therefore get to take advantage of.
And she's got, her concerts are like 3 hours.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's not.
And she writes dozens of songs on top of all that, and I guess she's got a book coming out. It's like you. Busy,
yeah,
busy.
Yeah, I know. The radio station, two podcasts a week. I'm working on my book. I'm doing the TV stuff. Yeah, I'm a little busy.
And she's dating Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
So, who showed up at the Kentucky Derby, by the way?
He did. Yeah.
And Mystic Dan. Mystic Dan won the.
Boy, by a half of a nose, huh?
I guess it was the nose hair.
I think, yeah,
the hair kept big sticking out of the nose, horse. They glued it to him.
Because they did 3 photo finish shots to try and make sure they had it confirmed properly. Mm-hmm.
So I didn't watch it, though.
I can't watch because it's like a 4-hour extravaganza for a 2-minute race.
The fastest 2 minutes in sports.
Right. So I'm not, why do I want to watch it 4 hours for?
They had an article about horses that are in racing and everything. And basically, this expert in horses said, horses don't care.
They don't.
Okay.
Do they get paid or tipped off? No.
No, they don't.
Do they get to bet on themselves? No.
No. The fact that racing puts a lot of stress on a horse.
Yes.
It does. But stress helps them in the wild go faster.
Yeah.
So when they see a whole bunch of horses around them, and so they take off.
Yeah.
It's instinctive. Instinctive. But I know nothing about horses other than they're very beautiful animals.
Majestic, yes.
Yeah. And don't break a leg
if you're a horse. The sport of kings, yeah.
Don't break a leg if you're a horse.
Yeah, especially in South Dakota. Whoa.
Can you believe it? Why would you admit that?
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
We're talking about Kim Niam, the governor of South Dakota.
South Dakota, I think.
Decided to put in her book that she took a puppy who was not behaving.
Not trainable.
Some of them are. And took him to a gravel pit and shot him.
Yeah.
Dead.
Instead of giving him away to somebody who doesn't care if the dog was trained to do that.
And she's ruined any possibility of.
Well, she was one of the people there for Trump's VP's possible selection.
Maybe he'll pick her because of that. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just, people love dogs.
People love dogs.
And there's so many other avenues she could have taken other than taking him into a gravel pit and shoot him. Come on.
There are people responding from the area said that, look, we even have our horses. And we don't do that. They bring a vet that comes down and charges $45, which he doesn't make any money on, to do it humanely.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
And it is, if anybody's had a pet and had to put them to sleep, it is done very calmly. The shooter, that's just.
Yeah.
So, and then we had the Tournament of Champions for bowling.
Yes, we did, didn't we?
Yeah, Marshall Kent won it. He won the PBA. He won $100,000.
That's out of Riviera, right?
Yeah. The total purse was only $400,000.
For Northern. I don't know why that is on.
Wow,
I changed it to number 2, but apparently you didn't want to go there.
Oh, okay.
So we got the music. Okay, so we're just about ready to come out of the voice. So if you want to go ahead.
No, I'm just saying. But the average, I guess the average bowler in the upper doesn't make a lot of money,
like you said
the last week. And they have all the expenses to boot. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
This is going back to numbers here. I struggle with Roman numerals until I get to 159. Then it just clicks.
I don't know.
C-L-I-X.
Oh, okay. C-L-I-X. See, I'm a bad speller, too. I'm a bad speller, too. I'm bad at math and bad speller. So I didn't know.
Well, that's 159. It's clicks.
Okay.
And Roman. A little more cerebral.
Yeah. You lost me, buddy. I'm sorry.
I lost you a long time ago. But anyway.
That's it. We'll be back next week with some more things to talk about. Sports Sidebar.